food was rationed, as you know, we had to register with a grocer, a butcher, and I think the milkman as well. Milk was delivered every day. We had our groceries from Elm Grove Stores. Mr. Robinson was the gentleman's name. And on a Friday after school, I would run down to him with Mother's little list and the ration book, and he would deliver it on Saturday on his bicycle. So that was the grocer's. Next door to him was Mr. Petz, the butcher, who dealt very fairly with everyone, did his best to let us have, you know, what we could. And of course, we didn't have a lot of meat. It was, meals were very substantial, a bit unimaginative, but they were adequate for what we needed. I don't remember being hungry by any means. Sunday was always a joint. Monday was the cold from the joint. Tuesday, my mother would stew up. If we'd had lamb on the Sunday, she would stew the big mutton bone and then put all the vegetables in with it, and that was a very, very nice stew. Casseroles were unheard of. It was stew, and it was cooked on the top in a saucepan with dumplings, which gave it a little bit more filling. Wednesday, I think, would be mincemeat or liver, because I think offal was not on ration, as far as I can remember. And then Thursday, the other way round, whatever we didn't have on the Wednesday, we had on the Thursday. Friday was always fish. Now, we had, next to Petz the butcher, was Mr. and Mrs. Pizer, the fish shop, but it was only fried fish, not fresh. But there were several fresh fishmongers in the town, in Horsham. Under the Iron Bridge, there was Gillings, and they had, within the town itself, there was Gillings the fishmonger, Humphreys, Heads. So there was never a shortage of fish. And that really did help out from the meat point of view. Mm-hmm. So those were our three local shops which we used.